Robin Hood by J. Walker McSpadden. Chapter 1. How Robin Hood Became an Outlaw. List and hearken, gentlemen, that be of free-born blood. I shall tell you of a good yeoman. His name was Robin Hood. Robin was a proud outlaw, well as he walked on the ground. So courteous an outlaw as he was one, was never none else found. In the days of good King Harry II of England, he of the Warring Sons, there were certain forests in the north country set aside for the king's hunting, and no man might shoot deer therein under penalty of death. These forests were guarded by the king's foresters, the chief of whom, in each wood, was no mean man, but equal in authority to the sheriff in his walled town, or even to my lord bishop in his abbey. One of the greatest of royal preserves was Sherwood and Barnesdale Forest, near the two towns of Nottingham and Barnesdale. Here, for some years, dwelt one Hugh Fitzooth, as head forester, with his good wife and son Robert. The boy had been born in Locksley Town, in the year 1160, stern records say, and was often called Locksley, or Rob of Locksley. He was a comely, well-knit stripling, and as soon as he was strong enough to walk, his chief delight was to go with his father into the forest. As soon as his right arm received thew and sinew, he learned to draw the longbow and speed a true arrow. While on winter evenings his greatest joy was to hear his father tell of bold Will o' the Green, the outlaw, who for many summers defied the king's foresters and feasted with his men upon king's deer. And on other stormy days the boy learned to whittle out a straight shaft for the long bow and tip it with gray goose feathers. The fond mother sighed when she saw the boy's face light up at these woodland tales. She was of gentle birth, and had hoped to see her son famous at court or abbey. She taught him to read and to write, to doff his cap without awkwardness, and to answer directly and truthfully both lord and peasant. But the boy, although he took kindly to these lessons of breeding, was yet happiest when he had his beloved bow in hand and strolled at will, listening to the murmur of the trees. Two playmates had Rob in these gladsome early days. One was Will Gamewell, his father's brother's son, who lived at Gamewell Lodge, hard by Nottingham Town. The other was Marian Fitzwalter, the only child of the Earl of Huntingdon. The castle of Huntingdon could be seen from the top of one of the tall trees in Sherwood, and on more than one bright day Rob's white signal from this tree told Marian that he awaited her there. For you must know that Rob did not visit her at the castle. His father and her father were enemies. Some people whispered that Hugh Fitzooth was the rightful Earl of Huntingdon, but that he had been defrauded out of his lands by Fitzwalter, who had won the king's favor by a crusade to the Holy Land. But little cared Rob or Marian for this enmity, however it had arisen. They knew that the great green wood was open to them and that the wide, wide world was full of the scent of flowers and the song of birds. Days of youth speed all too swiftly, and troubled skies come all too soon. Rob's father had two other enemies besides Fitzwalter, in the persons of the lean sheriff of Nottingham and the fat bishop of Hereford. These three enemies one day got possession of the king's ear, and whispered therein to such good, or evil, purpose that Hugh Fitzooth was removed from his post of king's forester. He and his wife and Rob, then a youth of 19, were descended upon during a cold winter's evening, and dispossessed without warning. The sheriff arrested the forester for treason, of which, poor man, he was as guiltless as you or I, and carried him to Nottingham jail. Rob and his mother were sheltered overnight in the jail also, but next morning were roughly bade to go about their business. Thereupon they turned for succor to their only kinsman, Squire George of Gamewell, who sheltered them in all kindness. But the shock and the winter's night's journey proved too much for Dame Fitzooth. She had not been strong for some time before leaving the forest. In less than 2 months she was no more. Rob felt as though his heart was broken at this loss. But scarcely had the first spring flowers begun to blossom upon her grave when he met another crushing blow in the loss of his father. That stern man had died in prison.